Real music and real opinions. 4CA.
That talk number 1300 872 911. Oh, this is the member for Leichhardt on the line. Warren Ench. G'day, Woz.
G'day, how are you, mate?
Oh, good, thanks, Woz. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is keep up the pressure in relation to the alternative, or to an alternative for the Coranda range, mate. I was really pleased to hear Craig come on board yesterday and say, yep, we're going to go for the 22 or whatever, million or whatever it takes. It's good to see. I mean, something that should have been committed a long time ago. As I said, I had it committed to the last federal election. That's 2022. We had that figure up then. It could have been matched, but it wasn't. When we didn't win the election, and the current federal government decided it wasn't important enough priority, would have been nice for the state members to be jumping up and down and demanding that it happen then. They didn't, but they are now. There are only a couple of comments that I heard that I think we need to make sure, and I want you to continue to advocate for this, mate. First of all, in his comment, he said, you know, if they're able to get it up, this is what they want to do. There's no option, mate. There's no bloody if in this question. It's when. And it should have, you know, this should have been done a long time ago. I'm glad to see that they're on board now. Maybe there's a state election coming up shortly. I'm not quite sure. But maybe there is, and that's great. It makes people focus. Mm. The program, of course, helps the focus to, you know, be a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
The other thing he made reference to was, you know, let's have a look at what's out there. As I said to you many times, I know of three options. I'm not an engineer, and you're not an engineer, so let's get the experts. I agree 100%. But he made reference to whether it be a road corridor or a tunnel or whatever. There's no tunnels, mate. We can't do tunnels because the heavy transport. We need it for heavy transport, and if you want them to continue to have fuel going up there and all the other explosives and stuff, there can't be tunnels. But they're the ones that I've seen, you know, one in particular. Is definitely no tunnels involved in it. But let the experts make that decision. But let's do it now. We'll get the commitment happening. You keep the pressure on there. Keep reminding them that it doesn't matter what they do with the bloody Coranda range. It's never going to fix the problem. And, in fact, the last amount of the fixing that they tried to do, where they went in trenching all the side of it to put those electricity boxes in, to put those signs up to say that it was... So you knew 5 minutes earlier that it was going to be shut.
Yeah.
Or if you have a look at what's happening there now, all the water's running down through those power boxes, eroding them away, and it's going to be it cost a fortune to restabilise those areas that they put these traffic warning signs in, and it's not going to do anything at all to save, to improve the heavy vehicle access. What the money that they spent on that, though, we could have been now working on the first tranche of funding to actually start to do the road.
Yeah.
And so we've got to keep the pressure on this one, John. I think we're starting to get some real focus on it. But I think any of the candidates, they need to focus on getting the experts to tell us how much it's going to cost. Mm. What's the best route on it, and you know, what's the best time frame for making this happen, and not start making their own ideas on, you know, what they think is a best way forward. So a welcome decision to come on board. I applaud him for that, but I just say to Craig, it's not if, mate, it's when.
Exactly.
There is no budget.
Exactly. No, it's an October election, we believe. Now, if there's going to be an October election, if there's a change of government, that would see an LNP government in power. Craig, of course, is ALP. How do you, if you're supportive and you're on the Liberal side of politics, you're supportive of his $22 million out of the $200 promised for the range, how would that policy be transferred across to David Crisafulli's party if indeed he's the Premier from October?
Well, I've spoken to David on it. He's very supportive of it. And my understanding is that both, David Kempton and Bree James are also all over this like a fat kid on a cupcake, mate. They're all over it, mate. They're ready to go. So from my perspective, even though I'm not recontesting, this is one of my must-do lists on my list, and whoever steps into my shoes afterwards, they will know darn well that this one's not negotiable. We've already committed to it once, John.
Yep.
We've already committed to it.
Okay.
If we're to one in 2022, I would say to you that the costings, the business case, the route would have been determined, and what we would be talking about in the next federal election is how much of the allocation of the billions of dollars it's going to cost can we do at the next federal election to actually start the work.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, we're still talking about doing the case, but the fact that Craig's now come on board, I would hope that his political masters are listening to him, because this is one that's not negotiable.
Very encouraging indeed. Really appreciate this, Warren.
Thank you, mate.
That's Warren Entsch, the federal member for Leichhardt for the LNP. This is bipartisanship at its best. It's a very, very rare commodity, let alone with a federal member calling in as a talkback caller, and fundamentally expanding on something we desperately need up here as a bipartisan possibility.